Welcome back to the Savannah Coaches Corner, brought to you by Looney's Paint and Body and Victory Customs. I'm here with head coach Rick Cherry, and if you're listening to the playback right now, then you missed an entire segment. That's on me. I've got the dad brain, and she's about to be a year old here pretty soon. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, that doesn't seem possible.
And the reason why I share that with Coach Cherry is because she was actually born less than 12 hours, or a little over 12 hours after we had the last coach's show of last year. So that was pretty wild. She went into labor as soon as we got done with our show last year.
That was nice of her to wait until the show was over.
It was nice of her, right? Yeah. See, Harper is a big sports fan already. But dad brain was going on there. So now it's a good way to be able to start off your show if you're listening on the playback on our website. We do have the Wewoka Tigers. They're coming into town tomorrow night. And back-to-back home games for you guys. It'll be Thursday Night Lights. It'll be an awesome home game to be able to attend. What can we expect from the Wewoka Tigers?
Wewoka's a lot like us. You know, their numbers are down a little bit. There's not a lot of substituting going on, but they got some good athletes. And, you know, they try to throw the ball down the field, and we'll try to cover them and see what happens. Try to get to the quarterback, keep him contained, not let him run. Yeah, he's a pretty good runner, and they've got good receivers. So we just have to see what we can do to stop them, slow them down, get our offense going, and attack where I think we can have some success. And we'll see if we can get it done.
So when you're looking at the Tigers, again, I like to always have a preview to see what the fans are getting in your opponent when you're coming in every week. When you're looking at the Tigers, again, like a lot of high school teams, I like to spread it out.
Yeah, they run the spread offense, and they've got a couple of formations, so you'll have all 22 guys in a tight picture.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they'll bring it down, and then they'll just like a starburst. So just everybody goes, somebody goes some every direction, and then they'll fling the ball around, and you know, sometimes they catch it, sometimes they don't. I just hope tomorrow night they don't.
From a defensive standpoint, when you see a play like that where they're just going in all different directions, coming out of a bunch formation, how do you teach your kids to be able to guard something like that?
Well, everybody's got a spot on the field that they're responsible for, a zone, and we just tell them to read the route. Somebody's going to come to you. Don't panic, and just stay relaxed. Take your drop. Do your keys. Do what you're coached, and somebody will come to you, and you can make your play.
Now, looking at your offense, trying to get some points up on the board against the Wewoka Tigers, that's a team that you can compare them to, which I hate doing this, though, because it is you don't do it in any way, shape, or form, because if you end up scoreboard watching, you're going to find yourself in trouble. But you were in a tie game with Canadian. Canadian ended up facing Wewoka so far earlier this year. When you've been watching film with them, when you're looking at their defense, what is a way that you can maybe try to exploit their defense? Is it going to be maybe more of a run attack? Is it going to be more of the passing?
I'm a believer in the run. I've said it before. If you're going to win in high school, you're going to have to run the football. And we've got putting two backs in the backfield, and they're both good runners. One sees the field a little better than the other one, but the other one is a little more powerful runner. Mm-hmm. And we're going to attack the middle of their defensive line and see what happens with it. We've got our better linemen up front on that side, on the right side and in the middle, and we'll put our big on their big, and we'll see what happens.
Now, I watched a game last week, and one thing that I feel like really, I guess, benefits having two backs in the backfield is that you don't know, one, which direction it's going to go to and what kind of back you're going to get when you hand the ball off.
Yeah.
So would you agree?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so being able to have that offense, trying to look for some success against the Wewoka Tigers, should be a great ball game tomorrow. We encourage everyone to come on out to go watch it. If you're looking for a home game to watch, just a fan of high school football in general, seems like it'll be a pretty good one.
Oh, it'll be a good game. And come on down. We've got plenty of room. And there's lots of seats available. It's a nice stadium. I really like it.
And the weather and the weather should be pretty good.
Weather should be great. I mean, it's supposed to be so Coach Smith said today it's going to be 71 at kickoff, and maybe a little cooler than that at 10 o'clock when it's over, but that'd be great
weather.
That's
football
weather. That's great weather.
Yes, I agree. All right, that is, again, tomorrow night, Wewoka against Savannah. That'll be at Savannah, 7 o'clock, Thursday Night Lights. Make sure you come on out and support the Bulldogs. When we come back, we're going to have five fun questions for head coach Rick Cherry here on the Savannah Coaches Corner, brought to you by Lindley's Paint and Body and Victory Customs.
At Lindley's Paint and Body Shop, we understand the value of a makeover. It's a fresh start. Maybe the same original color, but still new and better. That's why we go the extra mile on every job. We are a full-service collision repair center and restoration shop. Lindley's Paint and Body Shop, 1328 South George I Expressway, McAllister. Call 918-423-0703. That's 918-423-0703. Go Bulldogs! Victory Customs, proudly serving Southeast Oklahoma for powder coating, sandblasting, and wheel repair. They have the only bake booth large enough to powder coat vehicle frames within 100 miles. They can handle vehicle frames up to 15 feet. You can choose between hundreds of color options, too. Their powder coating has a 20-plus year lifespan. They work with industrial and residential customers. Victory Customs, 1808 South Main Street in McAllister. Call 918-424-8260. Visit us at www.victorycustoms.shop. Build your ride at Victory Customs.
Welcome back to the Savannah Coaches Corner with our final segment here with head coach Rick Cherry. Again, Savannah Coaches Corner brought to you by Lindley's Paint and Body and Victory Customs. We have five fun questions for head coach Rick Cherry. Always like to get to know the head coach a little bit more. Just have some fun questions. That's the whole point of the segment.
Yeah.
We have this question here. What is your favorite cut of steak and how do you like it cooked?
Oh, my favorite cut would be the ribeye. Throw it on the grill, get marks on one side, turn it over, get marks on the other side, and take it off.
Whatever it is, is what it will be.
Yeah, that's it. You know, I've been accused of being able to just give it a little shock, and it would come back to life and moo at you.
So a lot of pink then, probably.
Yeah, a lot of pink.
I got you there. Our next one here. What is the biggest non-Savannah high school football game that you would love to see?
Non-Savannah. Well, Atoka Colgate comes to mind just because it's a kind of a fun game to watch. They don't like each other
that much.
Boggy
Bottom Bowl.
Yeah. And we've had some good ones over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Union Jinx, I think, would be a good one to watch.
It's always a big one.
Yeah. Sulphur Davis. And I don't know if they still play every year or not.
I'm not sure either.
They used to all the time, but I don't know if they do now or not.
Right. I'm not sure either. I know that there are some, obviously, have McAllister Ada that happens every year. Yeah. But a lot of people would say, well, Bigsby, but I'm like, Bigsby just blows everybody out no matter what team they are.
Yeah, so far they have.
Yeah. The move up to 6A1 has not hurt Bigsby whatsoever.
Not.
That is crazy. Here's the next question. Out of any new artists that you have listened to, do you listen to any of the new country that comes, or really any brand of music? Is there a favorite new artist that you have?
I'm kind of like Jelly Roll.
Really?
Yeah.
Jelly Roll fan.
Don't really like looking at him, but he like listening to him.
Now, I didn't know, no joke, when I first learned about Jelly Roll, because I have this download website where we put some of our music onto K101, and I saw the artist's name was Jelly Roll. I said, whose name is Jelly Roll for a country artist? And then I listened to the song, and obviously he's had two top 10 hits already real quick on K101.3. And yeah, he's got great music, got a great voice. And he looks a little bit like Post Malone, though.
Yeah, does. I kind of like listening to him. He just kind of draws you to him.
I think he sold out the Paycom Center over in Oklahoma City, or that might have been the BOK Center, but he put on a show over there too, and he went to Rocklahoma. That's the thing about Jelly Roll is he's got a couple of different brands of music. He's not just country. He's a little bit of rock with it too, and he was at Rocklahoma, not this year, but last year, and our buddy said, Austin, who you saw leave earlier, he said that was his favorite artist of the entire show.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. Our next one here, are you keeping up with the baseball playoffs? And if so, who do you have winning it all?
I'm not. I don't watch baseball on TV. It's kind of like I play golf, and if I watch golf on TV, I take a nap. I kind of do the same thing with baseball.
No,
I just,
Coach Cherry.
I just never really got into baseball.
That's okay.
I'll pick it up at the series, but right now to be honest with you, I didn't know it got that far along in the year.
Yep, to each his own. Yeah. Dadgummit, though. The reason why Todd here asked that question, and because he just came from a Texas Rangers and the, gosh dang, I'm losing it. Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah.
Texas Rangers just clinched their ticket to the American League Championship Series. So they're one series away from going to the World Series. And they have been killing every team that they come in contact with. So
yeah, I'd have to pull for the Rangers right
there
now.
There we go.
They're close.
We had the Rangers. I think the Phillies and the Braves are battling it out. Honestly, there's not. I know the Astros and Twins are still at it. So those are some of the teams I know. And our last one here. Now, obviously, you watched the big game this last Saturday between OU and Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Now, my question for you is, because there was a video that OU Media released yesterday. It's like a 7.5-minute video. It's been viewed over 7 million times. It's wild. And it shows part of it, Danny Stutzman, the middle linebacker for the Oklahoma Sooners, giving a pregame speech for the ages, saying that Oklahoma only fears God, and two, Texas fears Oklahoma. So I thought that was a really cool pump-up thing to say. He's been asked about it on a couple of shows here today nationally. My question to you is, what player that you've coached or currently coach has had the best pregame speeches?
Oh, mercy. The player. I'd have to probably go back to 86, August of 86 with Jodan McAdams.
Wow.
You know, it,
so that's a ways back. What stuck with you there?
Just his demeanor.
Gotcha.
And the way he played. And I coached him that one year as his senior year. It was my very first year of coaching. And he would get the guys fired up.
All right.
Another one that comes to mind is in at Atoka Stills, 01, was E.P. Luxinger. And they just get them fired up, ready to go.
There you go.
And it's just a hard-nosed country boy that just loved to play football. You know, he'd get them going.
There you go. And I guess this is just a bonus question. Since you watched that game between OU and Texas, got to see a lot of Red River rivalries over the years, where does that one rank for you?
Oh, that would have to be in the top three.
Top three?
Yeah, the one with going the dive over the top.
The Superman play with Roy Williams.
Roy Williams.
Sims, he's remembered a lot for Texas, but he's only thrown two touchdown passes in the entirety of the Red River series that he played in. Mm-hmm. One was to Roy Williams, and I think the other one was to Rocky Kalmus.
Yeah.
So both to OU players. Yeah. I know no Texas fans out there like to hear that right now.
Yeah.
This is showing my age. I was a little too young to remember the Roy Williams. Now it's lived on in Sooner lore, and I've done it over my couch a thousand times after I got to watch it on replay. But I have to agree. Yeah. I even think this one's a little bit above the comeback a couple years ago because of how well balanced both teams were for four quarters.
Yeah. And you go back to the Roy Williams play, now would be illegal.
You're right. It's
wild.
Because
he launched himself over the top, you know, for targeting.
Yep.
So it.
Him and Troy Polamalu, they're the reasons why that play is no longer a thing. Coach, anything else you'd like to add before we wrap it up?
No, just come have people come out tomorrow night. We need a big crowd. Fill up the stands and let's go nuts while you're up there. Make a lot of noise.
Yes, sir. And, bring cowbells? Are you pro cowbells?
Bring them.
There we go.
Whatever you got. You know, put some rocks in a plastic bottle.
I love it.
Whatever.
I love it. That's Coach Terry Egan. That's going to be Savannah against Wauwoka tomorrow night. That's going to be at 7 o'clock, and that's in Savannah. So make sure that you come on out and show out and make it a hostile environment for the Tigers. Again, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Coach Terry, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, that's the Savannah Coaches Corner, brought to you by Lindley's Peyton Body and Victory Customs. We'll send you back to your music.
You've been listening to the Savannah Coach's Corner, brought to you by Lindley's Paint and Body Shop and Victory Customs. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming.